This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
Well, I'm here at Wimbledon, and you might hear some noise in the background. I apologize for that. I'm recording this Sunday morning before Liam plays his doubles, probably not before 12:30. And it's been one hell of a roller coaster week. Certainly, the tournament started extremely well with Liam winning his first round in straight sets. And then, of course, the fantastic match on center court where he's able to beat the number 4 in the world. The thing about tennis and sometimes life is, and I knew this, you know, when I spoke to the BBC on the roof after the match, I said, by this time tomorrow night, it could all be over because there was a very quick turnaround because of all the rain, and having played a 5-set match, it was pretty tough to come out the next day and play another best of 5-set match against the number 24 in the world and previous semi-finalist at Wimbledon, Denis Shapovalov. It was another good match. Quality wasn't probably quite as high as Liam's legs didn't have exactly in them what they had the day before. But this is tennis, and when it rains, they still have to get through the tournament. There's not an excuse there. It's just the reality that, you know, after such a huge result as well, he didn't really have time to decompress or even enjoy the moment very much, because by the time he had finished all his media commitments, it was about 8:15 p.m. And then he had to go back, and although he had eaten in the window, he had to eat some more. And then next day, you're up and getting ready to go again. What I'd also say is that anybody who is doing anything to be famous needs to understand this very, very clearly, because whilst I'm certainly not famous at all, in any shape or form compared to real fame, once you do get out into the public a bit, things happen very quickly and they can disappear very quickly as well. So if your primary motivation is to be recognized, then it's going to be a really topsy-turvy time, because there are good moments and then there are many, many normal, tough moments where you just get on with your job and keep going. I am very aware of time and the fact that Liam is 29 now, so realistically he's probably got 4 to 5 more Wimbledons where he can be a force, and therefore each one is very, very precious. And once you can contend for these types of tournaments, you have to try to take every single chance that's presented to you. Which, of course, is difficult because the other players are trying to do the same thing. Anyway, this is the crazy life that I lead. It's a lot of travel. As soon as we are finished here at Wimbledon, and hopefully he can have a really good deep run in the doubles, because him and Johnny have been playing very well together, we get on a plane and go straight to Newport. And there his main draw for a 250 on right for the first time, which is great. And hopefully there he can continue his run of form and move closer to the Halo Top 100. he definitely has a big opportunity this summer to do so. And if he can do really well at Newport, that would qualify him for the main draw of the US Open on right, rather than having to go through the qualifying. There's still a lot on the line, and in the sport, it is literally amazing resilience to just get up and go again, because it's very rare that you actually win a tournament and be the last person standing. Anyway, in between these Sunday episodes and nuggets, I have done some interviews with other podcasters, and those, as you can see, have been posted, and I may do another one this week. Thanks very much, and speak to you again next week, and connect with me in the usual places. There's still the free giveaway, which if you haven't got yet, it's really well worth a read. Thanks. Bye.
Podcast Network.